This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa man wala. Reach now the section on al-ijtihad wa taqlid. Talk about their definitions soon. Imam al-Haramain begins with the conditions needed for ijtihad. Very similar to what al-Baydawi said in the very beginning of our lessons, think like lesson one or two, معرفة دلائل الفقه إجمالا وكيفية استفادة منها وحال المستفيد. حال المستفيد, what are the conditions of the مجتهد? Imam al-Haramain says mufti, what he means is mujtahid. He says ومن شرط المفتي, from the conditions of the mufti for ijtihad. The word mufti is synonymous with al-mubayyin, the clarifier, because what's halal is clear, what's haram is clear. Al-halal bayin wal haram bayin, the famous hadith of Nu'man. That's why Dr. Wahab al-Zuhayli rahimahullah, Allah yirhamuh, wa nawra qabrah, he said that the mufti is usually not going to be asked about issues that are like very clear. It's going to be asked about issues where there is ambiguity. The mujtahid also is going to engage in issues where there is ghumud, there is ambiguity, as I'll talk about soon. أن يكون عالما بالفقه أصلا وفرعا وخلافا ومذهبا. That mufti should be a scholar in fiqh. أصلا, Islamic law, يعني أصلا. أصلا means those foundational evidences that are admissible for extracting أحكام. What al-Baydawi says, معرفة دلائل الفقه إجمالا. That they have a general profound knowledge of the evidences of fiqh. Same thing he's saying here. وَفَرْعًا, the secondary issues of evidence, those issues where there may be some flexibility. خِلَافًا, that person, أن يكون عَلِمًا بِالْفِقْ. خِلَافًا, يعني مسائل مختلفة فيها. That's why it's very important for someone who graduates from any school, they say they are mufti. Do you know other madhabs? Like me, I'm Maliki. I'm not fanatical. But I'm now reading the Hanafi madhab to a scholar. I need to know those differences. And that's why we take fiqh muqaran. Fiqh muqaran, the problem was it was given to the masses through like books like Fiqh Sunnah. Allah bless Sheikh Sayyid Sabiq, a great scholar. But that book, and he based it really on Nail al-Awtar. That book should not be given to the masses. Comparative fiqh should be given to the scholars, because someone should be aliman bi fiqh bil fiqh khilafan ay al-mas'ala. But not the non-trained person. وَمَذْهَبًا, should be aware of his madhab, her madhab, in order not to contradict it or in order to defend it. So, أَنْ يَكُونَ عَلِمًا بِالْفِقْهِ أَصْلًا وَفَرْعًا وَخِلَافًا وَمَذْهَبًا. أَنْ يَكُونَ كَذَلِكَ كَامِلَ آلَاتِ الْإِجْتِهَادِ, and that person should have mastered and completely mastered the tools needed for al-ijtihad. And he's going to mention some of them, not all of them. عَرِفًا بِمَا يَحْتَاجِ إِلَيْهِ فِي اسْتِنْبَاطِ الْأَحْكَامِ, as though he's explaining what he just said. آلَاتُ الْإِجْتِهَادِ, why? عَرِفًا بِمَا يَحْتَاجِ إِلَيْهِ فِي اسْتِنْبَاطِ الْأَحْكَامِ. عَرِفًا here means fully aware, fully credentialed, having those deep qualifications. Not only is it diraya, but riwaya, and riwaya and diraya, a taste. That's what the word faqih, it comes from faquha, not faqiha and faqaha. But faquha in its form faqih, why? Because the faqih, that form means something that comes natural to a person. So it's a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَيَعْرِفْ مَا يَحْتَاجِ إِلَيْهِ فِي اسْتِنْبَاطِ الْأَحْكَامِ. Istinbat is from the word nabat, وَأَنْبَتَهَا نَبَاتًا حَسَنًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Sayyidina Maryam, that he caused her to sprout in a beautiful sprouting, in an incredible sprouting. So in ancient times, as I heard from one of my teachers who was from Dar al-Ulum, a mufti in Al-Qahira, who is now in prison, may Allah free him, that in ancient times, the Bedouin will go to the desert, the falah or the sahra, وَهُوَ مُصْطَنْبِتُ الْمَاءِ, and he will look, where can we extract the water from? هَذَا إِسْتِنْبَاطُ الْمَاءِ. So the mufti, the mujtahid, is the one يَصْطَنْبِتْ Al-Ahkam fi saha al-dunya, subhanAllah. The mufti is the one, the mujtahid is the one who extracts the rulings for us to bring life to us. And that's why the mujtahid will always, there will always be mujtahids. And we'll talk about this in the future, inshaAllah. I'll add it to this class. So not only should they know the tools needed to extract rulings, but they should be familiar, they should know well those ayat of the Qur'an that deal with rulings. The total number of ayat of Qur'an that deal with rulings explicitly or implicitly, as mentioned by Al-Qadi Abu Bakr ibn Arabi, is around 500. وَالْأَخْبَارِ الْوَارِدَةِ فِيهَا. And the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that address issues of ahkam. I heard from Sheikh Muhammad al-Hassan Diddo, around 5,000 to 7,000. A hadith dealing with ahkam. That's why in the Azhar, and other reputable Islamic institutions like Medina and Damascus and Morocco and Malaysia and other places, for people that are taking Sharia as a vocation, we have classes. We had it for 4 years, right? Tafsir Ayat al-Ahkam. The explanation of the verses of Quran that deal with the rulings, as well as Ahkam al-Ahadith, Ahkam al-Sunnah. It's interesting that he says that the person should be aliman bi fiqh, aslan, he says khilafan. That's why, for example, books like Fiqh al-Sunnah, written by the great scholar Sheikh Sayyid Sabiq, who relied on Allah yarhamu, who relied upon, you know, Nail al-Tarif Shawkani, he kind of summarized it in Fiqh al-Sunnah, should not be given to the masses. This was a mistake. Those people who did this, they should be also excused, because their goal was to bring unity amongst the Muslims. But if people aren't trained in the art of khilaf, which now is, as Sheikh Muhammad Hassan Makhlouf mentions, is like mentions almost like lost, those differences of opinion, it's going to lead to more differences. They don't know how to engage that. So it's better for someone to study like a madhab from A to Z. Then later on get into what we call fiqh, muqaran, comparative fiqh. Don't start with comparative fiqh. Especially if someone doesn't have alat, usul fiqh, alat, al-fahm. It's going to be a problem. So he says, wal-ahkami, wal-akhbari, ay akhbar al-rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It could also mean akhbar an al-salaf al-salih, based on the idea of, is the qawd of a sahabi hujjah or not? We talked about it before. Al-waridati fiha, which are in relationship to the extraction of rulings. Then he gets into the mustafti. The mustafti is the one man yatlub al-hukm aw yatlub al-fatwa. وَمِنْ شَرْطْ الْمُسْتَفْتِ أَنْ يَكُونَ مِنْ أَهْلِ التَّقْلِيدِ. The reason he says this is he wants to say that it's not for a mujtahid to follow another mujtahid in taqlid, although the strong opinion is that's possible, because maybe that mujtahid doesn't have all of the knowledge of everything, so he needs to follow others. وَمِنْ شَرْطِ الْمُسْتَفْتِ, the one seeking a fatwa, أَنْ يَكُونَ مِنْ أَهْلِ التَّقْلِيدِ فَيُقَلِّدَ الْمُفْتِي. And this is the opinion of Ahl Sunnah. It's agreed upon amongst Ahl Sunnah. You have to be very careful sometimes. You read books like of Imam Ibn Hazm or quotes of Imam al-Shawkani, rahimahumullah, but they're not Sunni in fiqh. One is Zahiri, and one is really Imam Shawkani kind of arrives to his own school. Initially he was Zaydi, and he kind of pulls away from that. And he's so intelligent, so brilliant, Allah yirhamu, that he comes to his, like his, almost in Irshad al-Fuhul, وقول المفيد في اجتهاد والتقليد, as we'll talk about, we'll be critical of this. Doesn't mean we don't respect them and don't see them as scholars, but they were not from Ahl Sunnah when it comes to usul and fiqh. So you have to be very careful. Ironically, sometimes people quote them to sort of box in other Sunnis and say, you guys aren't following Ahl Sunnah. You're not following Ahl Sunnah. But the people you're quoting are from Ahl Sunnah. فيقلد المفتي في الفتياء. So the muqallid is going to make taqlid of a mufti. We'll talk about it later on, whether in ijtihad or a mufti in madhab or in ahkam, but not the mujtahid. وَلَيْسَ لِلْعَالِمِ, he means here, alim al-mujtahid, an yuqallid غَيْرَهُ, to make taqlid of others. So within the statement that he said earlier, let me go back to it, I have it here in front of me in the book. فَيُقَلِّدَ الْمُفْتِي, he's getting at two issues. Number one is the layman has to make taqleed. The mujtahid should not make taqleed. Although, as I said earlier, There's some nuance to that. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Next time we're going to talk about taqleed. Barakallahu feekum wa jazakumullahu khairan. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.